This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the most exciting, entertaining, and by far most informative radio show on the earth, other than the alien shows, which are much better late at night driving through Nevada in a broken down car during a storm. Other than that, Radio Law Talk is the greatest show on earth. If you want to listen to things and be informed about stuff, just listen in to Radio Law Talk. Denise Dirks, myself, Fred Penny, Todd Cunin, and our producer, three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner. We have Cal Hunter behind the glass. Let's make sure you remember to call us if you want at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We're going to talk about a lot of fun things today, including our case or no case, in which we're going to try to see whether or not Cal can trip us up, and we're going to determine whether or not he is telling us a true case or a fake case, and if it's true, what the outcome is. We're also going to get in detail about kind of continue to talk about what we like to talk about is Hollywood and a lot of the fun stuff going on. We're going to talk about Duck Dynasty lawsuit, Pitch Perfect lawsuit, a little bit about Jesse Smollett. Without Jesse Smollett and without Harvey Weinstein, and without Johnny Depp, I think we'd have to shut this show down. Shut it right down.
At least the Hollywood portion of
That's
it.
That's exactly so. Right. We're going to talk about Def Jam, Russell Simmons, legal woes. And then we're going to get into the NCAA basketball scandal again, and maybe Lori Loughlin, the latest on that issue. But other than that, we're going to have a good time.
I'm just guessing that, you know, artists who record on Def Jam records, they on your playlist there, Fred? That, you know, you go driving down with the bass booming and yo, what up?
It was that and Bread.
Okay, yeah, good.
So Bread
good.
And Def Jam.
That's, okay, all right. Right.
Anything that's on a Def Jam record, Bread and maybe a little bit of America. Those bands.
Your musical tastes span the generations.
You know the new young people are going. Bread? I like bread.
Bread's
good. Yeah, toast it with some butter.
No, the new people are going, bread, that's gluten. Gluten will kill you. You don't want to eat gluten. Gluten's the devil's food.
Welcome, KPKK, 101.1 FM, Amargosa Valley. We're not, like, welcoming them, but thank you for joining us. We love the Amargosa Valley.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
That's right near the reason we always play them is they're one of our first affiliates to come on board. But the newest one, as of last week, was WSLA, 1560 AM in New Orleans, and KACT, 1360 AM in Andrews, Odessa, Midland, Texas. Welcome to the Radio Law Talk family. We have a lot of fun here. But before we get going, we do this thing called Case or No Case, and you have to roll into this in a second, Cal. But remember, Radio Law Talk airs live every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time. We stream live, and we post out shows on RadioLawTalk.com. That's it. That's what we do. Cal, roll it.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right. Now, since you guys like the showbiz stuff, I'm going to take you to the city so nice they had to name it twice, New York, New York. A famous actress, a fixture on the nightclub scene, had a reputation as being a party girl, shall we say.
Kind of like, maybe the one sitting to my right.
One
back about in her teens.
Denise Dirks was never.
Did we mention to our new listeners? We have a lot of new listeners about The Rooftop.
Nope, I haven't told the story. Not going to do it now because we're in another case.
All right, go on. She shook her head.
One night, the actress left a club at which she had been partying and grabbed a mink coat. Mink coat, actual mink, blondish fur, lovely. Trouble is the coat belonged to a Russian model and a Columbia College student, a certain Masha Markova, age 22. who believed she had forever lost her prized jacket, a gift from her grandmother in Minsk. Minsk. That's right. She got a mink from her grandma in Minsk.
Say that
anyway,
three times
fast. The point is that Marikova contacted the club and said, the club said, oh, yeah, we'll get to the bottom of it. And she never heard back from them. So then Marikova called a lawyer who called the actress's lawyer and threatened to sue if the coat wasn't returned. Miraculously, several hours later, people from the club called Marikova saying, we're going to bring you something. They were very discreet. Didn't even mention any names of the alleged offending actress, and not even the word coat. 2 days later, though, the coat arrived, and it reeked, Marikova said, of the actress's, in air quotes, stank. That's right. Cigarettes, booze, and who knows what all. And now Masha Marikova wants the actress to pay $10,000 for the unauthorized rental of her mink coat. And so I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, case or no case? Fred, you have a clarifying question.
Yeah, clarifying. I thought for sure what you were going to say is they were going to bring something. Yeah, yo, we got this girl here. We're dragging her by her hair. Here she is, man. I thought that's what you were going to bring.
No, not like that.
They just brought just the fur.
Just the fur. They were going to bring the actress, but she didn't want her stank in her apartment. And so, Mr. Kunin, I believe it's your turn to go first here on case.
The perfect case for you to go first on,
stank.
Todd.
Stank. Stank.
You know, I'm going to tell you, former Soviet Russia, we do not wear mink coats. Mink coats wear you. That's the way it is, and we like it. So she's got her mink coat here. I don't know what's going to go on with it, but I've got the skank stank on it, and I do not want it. That's kind of where she's headed here with this. You know, that's, oh my gosh. So,
stank, huh?
There you go. That's where the case or no case, the case of the skank, stank, mink.
Write that down.
I'm going to say, because this is so far out of the norm, that this is an actual event.
Which she got from Minsk, by the way.
Yes.
Mink from Minsk.
Yes, she got it from Minsk. That's what happens here, you know.
Taught it his accent. You got the best accent.
Do not try to mess with us. We skank you up here, you stank person. So what I'm going to say is that I think this is based on a true story, but I don't think this ever got to lawsuit status. I don't believe that a lawsuit was actually ever filed. I think there were a lot of threats, stuff going back and forth, but I don't think that it was ever filed. So, based on a true story, but no case.
All right.
No actual case filed.
Very well. Denise Dirks, what say you?
Model Marsha Makova, Mink's Mink Coat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that it sounds a little bit too contrived. I just think it's too contrived. I don't think it's a case.
Okay.
And I think this is the type of factual pattern that you'd be looking for that you could make into some kind of a funny poem or make something funny out of it. And if anything, the club paid to have the mink coat cleaned. I mean, obviously, they had the mink coat. In fact, what is it called? It's a bellment, right? Isn't it a bellment when you put your coat in with the coat girl at a club?
Or guy,
exactly. And
coat
then,
check. Yeah.
Right, and then the club actually owes a duty to take care of that coat and to make sure it goes back to the proper owner. I'm going to say no case.
All right, fair enough. We have a bliss.
1 minute left. I'm going to put mine in 1 minute left. 1 minute left. Mine's easy. I'm going to play the odds because I want to try to get points. I'm saying it's a case, and she wins. Thank you for your analysis on the bailment. She's correct. She wins. They had to clean it and take care of it. I'm completely opposite of these two, only because I want to try to win some points over them.
Hey, stay with us. Tweet us at Radio Lot.
Case or no case, whether or not a fur? Was it a real fur?
It was a mink.
The mink, case or no case. We'll be back.
And what actress would be seen wearing a mink coat in New York these days? Isn't that a question in and of itself? No case and no case answer is coming up. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
To schedule your appointment.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Yeah, interesting. New York, New York. Is he tricking us, Cal? Generally, I think he probably is, but I had to go against the odds. Tell us again the mink story. Briefly.
Once again, a mink from Minsk was given to a Soviet model who claims that an actress stole it from her at a club. She finally got the coat back 2 days later after threatening legal action, but she said the coat had the actress's, in quotes, stank on it, meaning cigarettes and alcohol that the Russian actress did not like. And so she went to a lawyer and said, I want to charge this actress, Lindsay Lohan, $10,000 for the unauthorized rental. And there you have a bit of a hint. Those of you who say this was not a case, that would be Denise.
And Todd.
I said it was based on a true story, but no lawsuit was filed.
So Todd and Denise.
Yes. Yeah.
You're wrong. Fred Penny.
Oh, you beat the stats here.
I beat the stats.
The actress was Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
After the kerfuffle, a rival of the trendy Ten Oak Club, where the whole thing went down, offered to pay the legal settlement on Lilo's behalf and buy the actress a brand new $11,000 quote.
Now, see, I had the right reasoning.
You did.
Go away, you guys.
And the wrong answer.
Go away.
Obviously, the rival club figured it would benefit from seeing Ms. Lohan show up and party in their joint, so they decided to pay the legal settlement. Next hour, by the way, next time that we have an hour of Radio Law Talk, I'm going to take you to France. To France.
Okay.
All right.
Speaking
so
of France.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is...
Thank you.
No case.
Jesse Smollett. We're not going to talk a lot about it. We talk about it a lot. Guess what? I guess the question is, Todd, you're into all these TV shows. I'm not a TV show, you know, guru. The show he's in is called what?
Empire.
Okay, Empire.
Well, the show he was in.
But what is it about?
Empire is a show about a record producer. It's interesting. We're going to be talking about Russell Simmons coming up,
yes,
who is a record producer. And I always Def Jam Records. And I always got the feeling that this Empire was loosely based on that story. It's about a record label that gets made up into an empire, African American owners with the hip hop crowd.
I thought
whatnot.
It was a Motown. Oh, I'm so wrong.
It depends. It's set in modern times, so that's what Empire is about.
And Lee Daniels is one of the co-producers, and apparently a really close friend of Jesse's. And I guess the big speculation is, and the reason we're bringing this up is we follow this lawsuit. There's actually a lawsuit filed against him by the city of what Jesse Smollett did. We're not going to get into the details of that right now, but apparently he's officially came out and said no, he will not be returning as Jesse for the final year or series of Empire, right?
Yeah, and what's funny about this is there was a video saying he was going to return to season 6, and it was like this big promotion, and then Daniels, I believe, shut it down. So that's it.
You know, here's
not happening.
Here's something interesting, and this is why we bring this up, is, you know, this is about lawsuits, and we've discussed this, but, you know, and I don't know Lee Daniels, but apparently he was really close to Jesse, and also saw him as like a pseudo-son. And I'm going to do a shout-out to Lee Daniels here, because we usually don't do that. I'm going to quote him of what he said about what happened. Clearly, Jesse did something ill. Well, let's back up. It's alleged that Jesse did something that there's a lot of facts that go against him that was improper and was clearly anti-Trump and political, yet also tried to build himself up. Given all those issues with him, and right now he's a kind of don't touch him type of person, he comes out, Lee Daniels, and says, quote, what I'm learning right now is I can't judge. That judgment is for the man wearing the black coat, or it could be a woman, and with a gavel and God. I can only support him, Jesse, because he's like my son. He is my son, so I am with him. I can only support him and give him compassion. Good for you, buddy. Good for you, buddy. If they make some mistake, Lee Daniels, there you go. That's the way to look at things.
Yeah, and one thing here, so this is the final season of Empire. They know it's ending after season 6, so there's not going to be a season 7. Smollett is not coming back, but they did renew his contract for the season. So even though he's not coming back, he is getting paid for season 6 pursuant to his contract. I think that this is just a, you know, we want to go out with the bang. There's too much riding on it. There's a reason it's ending. Maybe viewership was up. Maybe it was down. And I think it's just so controversial that if you bring the character back, given the allegations that are around there, you run the risk of losing out on stuff. And I think the last thing that Empire wants to do, let's not lose sight of the fact that Fox is making money on a per-episode basis, right?
Right.
So they're making money per episode. And if they're not making money, and let's say this thing is signed on for 12 episodes in the final season, and they're hemorrhaging money because nobody's tuning in after two or three episodes, they'll cut the cord on it. They'll bring in something else that's going to generate ad revenue and do something. I think Daniels wants to make sure that doesn't happen. Let us finish this out. And the fear might be, it's all speculation, that if we brought Smollett back, we might run the risk of having it cut before we finish the episode.
Yeah, boycotted.
Yeah.
You know, the viewers might boycott it.
Which is not to say that later on it wouldn't come out on Netflix, the final episodes that didn't air, and you'd be able to see all of it. But, you know, you lose revenue when that happens.
Right.
Def Jam co-founder Russell Simmons is now being in civil court. This is not a criminal thing. There's allegations from some women claiming that they had some relations with him that were not consensual. And
trial is coming up in August 15th of this year. It's coming up here in California.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about this, how he actually lives in Indonesia, supposedly, now. There's a lot of interesting legal issues about summary judgments and statute of limitations, because this, they're claiming, happened years ago. I mean, like, long, long time ago, back in, I believe, was it the 90s or 2000s? But anyway, a long time ago this occurred, and they're fighting over whether or not they can kick this lawsuit out. We'll be back. This is Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Finney, with Todd Funen and Denise Dirks.
This is Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. There's more coming up. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Thank you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump withdrawing the threat of tariffs against Mexico, tweeting last night that the Mexican government is taking, quote, strong measures to curtail illegal migration in the new deal that was reached yesterday. News correspondent Chris Buckler works for the BBC.
A key part of this deal is something that Mexico had been resisting, and that was about the whole issue of people claiming asylum in the US. And what America has wanted to do is essentially return them to Mexico while they wait for their cases to be heard. Mexico had resisted that and resisted that again, but in this deal they say they will allow them to be returned to Mexico, and they'll actually give them access to jobs, healthcare and education while they wait in the country.
Someone who bought the ticket in California is waking up a multimillionaire after hitting the Mega Millions jackpot last night, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
That is Armadillo.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
So we're talking about one of the founders of Def Jam, Russell Simmons, and this is a very complicated legal issues and wrangling in this case that to the three of us is very interesting, and we've talked about what we're not going to bore you because to us it's exciting and interesting, the little tweaks they're doing, the two lawyers, but it's just you're like, oh. But what it comes down to is as follows. He's denying this. And this happened, they're claiming, in 1988, this lady. And, what's interesting about this is there's apparently some other ladies that are claiming, you know, some sort of sexual misconduct.
Against Russell Simmons.
Right, which is a civil case that they're bringing. But there's a statute of limitations. You have 2 years to bring it. And this happened, she's claiming, in 1988. And the argument for you that you would take, you know, on his side is, not only that, but she didn't know the exact dates. There's no exact dates written down or the time that this happened. Apparently it happened, what, in a hotel?
Right.
Or what?
So Russell Simmons got the judge to hear this matter on August 15th, I think it's coming up, on a motion for summary judgment. That is a motion that can be dispositive of the entire case. He's raising statute of limitation issues, and he's raising claiming that he has never had non-consensual sex at any point in his life, which is a material fact in this case. And so when you do a motion for summary judgment, it says all the facts are undisputed, and as a matter of law, the judge has to find in favor of Russell Simmons. And the women now have countered that argument on the statute of limitations
right.
in a very interesting way.
What they do is there is a, under California law, because this was brought in California, there is a tolling of the two-year statute if the individual leaves the state. And then it's tolled until that person during that time period, which we don't know the exact time, unless you know, Todd, when he left the
might not necessarily know what tolling means. It means that, so if it's 2 years, and if it happened at 88, it's got to be filed by 90. But what this statute says is if he leaves the state in that period, they stop counting the time until he comes back. And so you have additional time. And what they're saying is he never came back, and now he's in Indonesia. So we filed within the statute, Denise.
Right. Well, he left the country. There's an article about when he left, and is he trying to flee to, you know, get out of all his troubles. And it happened the week before July 27th, 2018, when he left the country to go to Indonesia.
But he was also...
But he might have been out of the state.
But he was also out of the state because he lives in Queens. He's from New York.
But we don't know when he left the state of California.
And he might have only been, I believe he was only in the state for a concert. His place of residence was New York.
No, he had a West Hollywood mansion. He put the mansion on the market around the same time. So he, it looks like...
Around the same time of what?
When he left to Indonesia.
Okay, well, I'm talking about 1988 when this happened.
Oh, that's true.
So when this happened, the allegation is that he asked her and her son to come backstage to him. So this happened in connection with the concert.
He's saying that he didn't even know who they are. He doesn't even remember doing that.
But if her allegation is it happened at a concert, then she is affixing the timeline happening in a concert. If it happened in 88 in a concert, in 88 he was living in New York. So that's why she gets to toll and not have to file by 1990.
But my argument would be, well, wait a minute. You don't even know. She can't even put a specific date this occurred. And my argument is, you got to tell us the date this happened.
Absolutely. How, what if I got an alibi?
Yeah. Well, that's what he's claiming he does.
Yes.
He's going to claim he wasn't there at the time she's trying to claim during that general time period. He wasn't around. He says this is ridiculous to try to get money. The allegations from him is he's even found some documents, or his lawyers have, where she's filed bankruptcy, and believe it or not, this is allegations that allegedly pled guilty for prostitution. That's what they're arguing in their papers. So, you know, there's fighting going back and forth here. But anyway, this is coming up, and this is interesting that this guy's got some money because he's Def Jam is a huge record label, right? Isn't it a record label that?
Yeah, it's huge. The guy's not hurting for cash, and I mean, look, there are legitimate claims out there, and I don't mean to undermine the legitimate claims for sexual assault and people seeking redress. I will say, though, that if a person is worth a substantial amount of money, there is a lawsuit target that goes on their back.
Right.
There's an increase in lawsuits, and he is no different. He's had stuff filed against him.
So we've got USC basketball coach. Now, we've been talking a lot about the admission scandal for quite some time. If you go back to our Radio Law Talk website, you can go back and find where we talked about this big scandal going on in basketball with college, with supposed big shoe companies coming in and paying money to coaches to push them toward their brand, whatever brand it is. And the first... To our knowledge, the first actual plead and settlement with the government is this USC basketball coach is going to avoid prison time because he pleads. And this individual's name is Tony Bland. Apparently, Tony Bland has got a really, and again, I always lean a little bit toward, his situation may be a little bit different. He came from a rough house, he grew up in the kind of the hood, ate out of garbage cans at time. They mentioned, and he made it good. He went to San Diego State, played basketball. He played basketball somewhere else and transferred to San Diego State. And then he got caught up in this scandal and took a $4,000 bribe, which he admitted to, $4,100, to help out these kids who are coming into college.
And to steer them to a specific manager. So that's
exactly
what he was doing. He got a bribe of $4,100 to steer these kids to this certain manager.
Yeah, what's interesting about this is what the judge said. So he pled, and we're going to tell you what he got. He got no prison time. But what the judge says, this has nothing to do with the argument that is going on and the controversy of whether or not these kids playing NCAA basketball should be paid to play basketball. Okay. And we went into this before in our other segments way back when we talked about this. These kids are making tens of millions of dollars for these schools. I mean, what did we bring up? Was it Ohio State, $151 million?
You're talking about the sports programs.
Sports programs.
Yes.
They're making so much money, these sports programs, on these kids that are basically getting $1,500 a month to live on. And I've seen this firsthand, by the way, in major Division I colleges where these kids are freaking poor. I mean, they're barely making they get their education. Ladies and gentlemen, they're making tens of millions of dollars for these schools. And yes, they get an education. Believe it or not, it's more expensive to live than you think, than just getting your education.
So Tony Bland was sentenced by the judge to 100 hours of community service and 2 years probation. And that seems appropriate since he pled to it. He didn't make there be a long, drawn-out trial, and I think judges do take that in consideration.
Well, the other thing that I saw with this, and I think kudos to Bland and to his attorney, was there was a range, there was a possibility he could have gone to jail. He could have spent time behind bars. But I see this, and this happens sometimes with criminal defendants, okay? They plead, and then sentencing is going to come about a month later. A report from the probation officer is generated. The judge reads the report. They hear any arguments at sentencing that either the defense or the prosecution want to make, and the judge hands out sentencing. If that defendant goes to the probation officer for his interview, his or her interview in any criminal case, and says, you know, when the probation officer says, all right, give me your statement on the case, if you go to the probation officer as a defendant and say, I still think the facts were bogus here. I mean, look, I took a plea, I'll do it, but the officer was this, and I really didn't do anything wrong. And you've got every justification in the world that's going to go in the report, and guess what? You're going to go to jail. If you as a defendant go and legitimately feel this, but go and say, I did wrong, it was wrong of me to do it, I feel bad that I did it, everything that Bland apparently did and said, then it shows that you've got the remorse, that you feel remorse for it, and it's something judges consider, and they're more likely to give you a more lenient sentence.
Well, not only that, what his attorney, don't forget the attorney could argue to the judge why he should have a lenient sentence, be more lenient on his sentence. They said this guy's, since this has happened, his life has been just radioactive. He can't find work. Don't forget that. And not only that, he received the smallest bribe of all those arrested because they're still waiting for a number of others. You got Emmanuel Book Richardson, assistant in Arizona. You got Chuck Person, ex-assistant at Auburn. You've got one that's at Oklahoma State and South Carolina. We got more people coming up, but he took the smallest bribe of all. So guess what? You know, he's going to get off a little bit easier. And you know what? Our systems jails are pretty dang crowded, so we're going to be back. I hate to say it, but we're going to talk about Lori Loughlin again. I know some of you might be tired of hearing about it, but we're going to talk about the latest. They, again, are fighting this admission scandal. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. Remember, you can listen to all previous shows. They're all right there in podcast form. And you can hear the show live every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Remember, seek legal counsel. We are talking only about general topics of law. If you are tired tonight and you're not having problems, go to sleep, just go to our website and read the disclaimers, and that will put you to sleep really well. But read them in detail. The details of those disclaimers are just exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah, it's going to put you to sleep. So just
details
remember
and the disclaimers.
Disclaimers.
Putting you to sleep. Making you some
back, guys. Come back.
Oh, sorry. Oh, we're back. Okay, all right. Lori Loughlin.
To the light.
Lori Loughlin. Who? Tell us what's going on. Lori Loughlin, everybody knows, is part of that admission scandal.
She's an actress.
She has the two daughters that were supposedly, was it the two daughters, are supposedly on the rowing team at USC. She's accused, again, these are all accusations, accused of paying $500,000 to an admissions consultant to get her kids into USC as the rowing team.
Right. She's being defended by an attorney named Latham. And Latham is...
Oh, we don't care about those lawyers.
Oh, no, we do. This one's good because it's a conflict of interest, guys.
Oh.
So Latham also represents USC in an unrelated matter. So Latham and Watkins are the attorneys.
Oh, the firm.
The firm, Latham and Watkins. And they also represent USC in an unrelated matter. And USC is contemplating suing Lori Loughlin. And, of course, what would Lori Loughlin do? Counter-sue against Singer, right?
Right.
That's right.
That would be the smart thing if she gets sued civilly.
And so we say, we think that USC might be thinking it. The way this came up was the L.A. Times got a hold of a letter that was written by an attorney that was talking about this representation of Latham and Watkins on the part of Loughlin and how they represent USC. And in the letter it says, quote, USC has suggested that Latham's representation of Ms. Loughlin and Mr. Giannulli may conflict with USC's interests in possible future litigation with these individuals. And so then the idea is, well, why would that even come up? Why would they even review this for a conflict of interest if they weren't contemplating possible litigation against Loughlin and her husband? And so because this came out, people are now trying to read the tea leaves, putting two and two together, saying, oh, USC must be thinking about this.
So the prosecutors in the criminal matter have brought it to the court's attention, saying this would be adverse for this firm to represent both the university and the couple at the same time. So a motion was filed by the prosecutors in the criminal matter to disqualify Latham firm.
The Latham firm. Here's what's interesting about USC. USC bringing a lawsuit against them for what? What are they going to bring it for?
Defamation.
Defamation.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it USC's own coaches that were involved in some of this?
It is.
It's a rogue.
Okay, let's back up. So. Yeah. USC, I'm jumping on Loughlin's side. What's my argument going to be? So you're telling me that I, quote, defrauded you, USC. Oh, and by the way, didn't you just have a guy plead guilty and get a sentence for the basketball scandal? Oh, yes, you did. That's right. That was one of your assistant coaches. Oh, and oh, by the way, wasn't your rowing coach involved in this situation to come in here and allow my children to come in? Oh, yeah, that's right. You guys were involved. And these are your, quote, employees. Isn't that true, USC? Oh, yes, it is. So wait a minute. So you're saying you were scammed, and yet your people were part of other scams? So, I mean, that's what my argument would be the whole time, Cal.
I wanted to go back to the Latham and Watkins thing, because they are a huge law firm.
Right.
I only know this because a friend of mine used to work for it. I just retired from there. And they have so many offices and so many people that have... So let's say a guy in central L.A. for L&W is working for USC. Lori Loughlin's people live in Riverside, and she's working with a completely different guy in a completely different office.
Easy.
How can that be a conflict?
Easy. Computer. There's computers. You have to do a conflict check. And yes, there sometimes is a conflict, but we have computers, huh? The conflict check.
But you have to stop and think about it. They're currently representing USC, and now they're going to represent Loughlin when it involves and impacts USC and the reputation of USC.
But I'm saying that's a corporate guy, and but it's really a guy over here, and then there's another guy over there representing Loughlin.
But it doesn't matter. If it's one firm, the whole firm's disqualified.
Understood. I'm just trying to figure out
why. Yeah.
Well, it depends, but it can be, Denise. There can be.
You can, there's exceptions.
Yes.
You can do a Chinese wall and that kind of stuff, but there's a presumption that the law firm has gotten private privileged information from each of the clients, and that is the conflict.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, and I like that, because the red herring maybe in what the LA Times was thinking here is that a lawsuit would have to be filed by USC against the Loughlins in order for the conflict of interest to arise, and it doesn't.
Right.
So when you look at the California State Bar rules, first, if Latham and Watkins thought they had a conflict, their first duty would be to inform USC, we're representing the Loughlins, we need your consent in order to do this. And so now USC is looking at it going, all right, it could very well be that they received something from L&W, and now they've got to respond to it. Are we going to give them
informed written consent?
Are we going to give them the consent or not? The second thing is, again, like you are saying, that If the representation of more than one client would affect the interests of the client, it doesn't have to be a lawsuit. And so if the interests would be adversely affected and you don't have a waiver, you got a problem.
And that's what the prosecutors are arguing in their motion.
Yes.
We need to watch the result of that.
Yeah, and all states are different. Again, we're throughout the United States. And you look at it, but some states says even if you have a waiver, you can't, there's still too much conflict.
Yes.
You know? So there's a lot of questions here, and the prosecutors brought it up properly. But the thing is really, does it, I don't know. I'm just saying, USC, good luck.
And really, the question is, why does the prosecutor care? They're not involved in it either way, and I'll tell you why. You don't want to get, 75% of the way through this, and then the conflict arises after you spend $1 million prosecuting people or whatever it is, and now you got to go back to square one and do it all over.
Yeah, because Lori Loughlin's going to argue, oh, I got convicted. It's because there's a conflict over here.
Ineffective assistance of counsel based on the conflict. It goes up on appeal, and now you're back to square one.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's right.
Point. Well, that's a great point. So we're going to, again, we still follow Lori Loughlin's case. And there's so much going on in Hollywood. We can't even keep. We've got Duck Dynasty and we've got Pitch Perfect. Which one do you guys? 855 Law Radio. And you guys want to hear about either of these? Duck Dynasty is a quick, easy one. But what's interesting is the founders or co-creators of it are there's a big dispute over. It's called ITV Studios. They're suing each other over issues. Long story short, I can cut this one short. Is they're basically agreeing to sell out and sell their company back to their ownership. It's about 35% to this ITV Studios because they bought out the majority shares of the company, which they were part of, that was the Duck Dynasty producer. So anyway,
most of the settlement is confidential, so we really can't tell you the whole settlement, but just kind of give the gist of that one.
But generally speaking, the original Duck Dynasty people or co-creators are going to be out. So Pitch Perfect, my wife's and daughter's favorite.
Is it a chick flick?
No, I love Pitch Perfect. I laugh. Have you ever watched it before? Todd, have you seen it?
I have never seen it.
Oh, my gosh, you have to watch it. It's the funniest show.
You have to watch that because it's really good. It's good content, but they sing, and the actresses in it are funny. And so it's a comedy and a musical all at once, and they have competitions and all that kind of stuff.
You realize I'm famous for the line that I wouldn't mind musicals if there wasn't so much singing and dancing. So I don't know if I would like it. But go on.
I thought you would like that for some reason. Your personality is such that you're, kind of gregarious.
Uh-oh.
I thought you would like it.
What happened? What'd they do?
Well, it's complicated. I had to do a little outline, to be honest, a little flow chart. But GC got a $76 million loan. And then it was from CT Bank, and then it was sold, right? And then it was sold to Sandatow. I know. I'm telling you, it's complicated.
Long story short, lawsuits.
But long story short was that their initial one, that they're going to get paid.
$14.1 million is, go look it up, you guys want to hear about it. We want to talk about it. Hey, we appreciate you being here. This hour of Radio Law Talk is done, but there's always more at RadioLawTalk.com. We'll see you when we do this again. So go to RadioLawTalk.com and you can listen to all of our podcasts. I'm Fred Penny, your host. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you for listening to this hour of Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.